from the seat at the table I've had the last 2 years, we've been able to do that. So there's a budget negotiation process called the Constitutional Budget Reserve, and over the last 2 years, that's been a high priority for myself and a couple of other legislators from this region. And let me see if I can find the numbers here. This last year, for instance, circa $4 million for the Alaska Marine Highway System was secured through that process. Now, it's really important to put that number into context. As with all state departments and all state services, they're all getting cut. So the state budget across the board is getting winnowed back because we're in the fiscal situation that we are in. So the ferry system is no exception to that. The whole Department of Transportation, in fact, is no exception to that. So as that's been cut, it's been cut rather severely, I would argue inequitably, because there are people in the state, other legislators in the state, that don't value the ferry system and don't understand the importance it has to industry and commerce in this region. So I would note that it's quite important to secure funding for the ferry system, and through the CBR we've done that the last 2 years, and plan to continue to fight for that funding in the future, because they are, after all, our highways.
Thank you. Ms. Fingenbinder, same question.
We've been concerned over our ferry system for all the time that I've been here in Sitka, for 26 years, and it's constantly been a question of how do we keep the money coming into our ferry system. It's gotten to the point now where we recognize that the way the ferry system is being operated is not sustainable. Two-thirds of the cost of operating the ferry is personnel, and there are some people in the state that are not going to continue to let us just keep putting more money into the ferry system. So I was very happy to learn this year that Southeast Conference has a contract to do a study about a new governance system for our ferry system that would perhaps not have it operated just through the Department of Transportation. I was at Southeast Conference when they did their presentation on the first part of that study. They're working on the second part now. The governor has said that he will do what he can to support any legislation that comes forth to help to deal with this ferry system. It has to have some major rework of how the system is operated in order for us to keep it going. It's not just a matter of keeping the money coming in. Obviously, being Southeast representatives, we have to fight continually to get money to our ferry system, because there's many in the rail belt that don't think they use it, although quite a bit of the use does go to Anchorage. So obviously I'm going to go up there and fight for it, but again, the ferry system has to be adjusted so that it is more sustainable.